Yes?
Hi, my name is Ginny Smitwick. This is Beth Wilson. We're selling cookies.
Oh, okay. Let me see what I have here. Do you have change for a 10? I'll take one of the minty ones and whatever you're calling the coconut thingies this year.
We don't have those cookies.
Oh, those are the best kind. What do you have left?
Well, what she means is that we
have... Carl, who's at the door?
Scout selling cookies.
Well, no. We're not...
I thought they stopped selling them for this year. Please tell me you have the peanut butter and chocolate dailies.
We have peanut butter and chocolate.
Wait.
I thought you liked the coconut whatchamacallits.
I'm fickle. Deal with it.
Hang on, please.
You're out of the peanut butter ones, too?
We have peanut butter.
Yes, but not those peanut butter ones.
Oh, I only like the ones with chocolate.
Wait, stop, please.
This happens every time.
I'm really sorry, but I want to make sure there's no misunderstanding. We're not scouts.
You're not scouts?
No.
But you're selling cookies.
I mean, yeah.
We don't have the same cookies they do, and... Don't get me wrong, the scouts are great.
No, they're not.
They are. They do all kinds of really cool things. I think the local troop is going to D.C. to see the Smithsonian this year. We're not trying to outsell them or show them up or anything like that. We have nothing against the scouts.
Except they're mean.
They're not mean.
You can't tell me Mandy Carlisle isn't mean.
Okay, she's a little mean, but these people don't need to hear us saying things like that.
But I think we do need to know what's going on. You're selling cookies.
We're fundraising.
For what?
For us.
I don't think...
We don't want to go to the Smithsonian. So we're fundraising to do what we want to do.
Which is...
Meteor Star Con!
Those sounded like words. Did they mean anything to you?
That's a comic book convention, right?
Sci-fi convention.
So you're raising money for the tickets?
At least, but really we need money for the cosplay.
They just keep using words.
It's dressing up in costumes. We want to go as the Dark Quasar twins.
Again? Words?
They're characters in an anime, but they're boys.
Dude, gender-swapped cosplay is older than we are.
The right kind of fabric is kind of expensive. I mean, we could use cheaper stuff, but it would look like we used cheaper stuff.
And we want to win the contest.
There's a contest?
I mean, we probably won't win. People get pretty intense at the cons, but we do want to enter.
Okay, I'm sold.
Really?
Show me your wares, humble cookie sellers.
It's $3 for anything in the box.
But those are store cookies.
Well, what did you expect?
I thought this was going to be like a bake sale.
We thought about baking the cookies, but I'm not very good at it.
Besides, we're not set up for that commercial baking stuff. We couldn't label them for allergies or stuff like that.
Allergies?
I mean, we wouldn't want anybody to get sick. And these cookies only cost $3. The scouts sell them for $4.
Yes, but we can get them from the supermarket for $2.
It's fundraising.
I suppose, but isn't part of the point behind the cookies that the scouts can sell them for such a high price because you can't get them anywhere else?
Well, we can't really do that.
If you had homemade cookies, that would be something we couldn't get just anywhere.
Are you teaching a marketing class here?
I'm just saying.
I get it. But I think their business model is fairly sound. If they don't sell these cookies today, they can try again tomorrow. Homemade cookies are perishable, and they would have to bake just the right amount to keep from losing money on the whole deal.
And trust me when I say this, you don't want any of the cookies we bake. They spread out all over the pan, and we end up scraping crumbs off of everything.
Oh, your butter's too warm. Try refrigerating the dough before you bake it.
I told you!
I tried that. It didn't... Oh, no.
Folks.
Officer.
A call came in at the station about two young ladies selling cookies door-to-door. I'm guessing that would be you two?
Yes, that's us. Why?
Do you have a license to solicit? Because if not, I'm going to have to ask you to pack up and go home.
A license?
It's illegal to sell things door-to-door without a license.
This is crap. Beth? No, it is. The scouts have been selling cookies door-to-door for the past few weeks. You didn't tell them to stop.
We did have 3 or 4 of them here over the past few weeks, officer.
I don't doubt that. And had I seen any of them doing it, or if someone had called to complain like they did for these two, I'd have told them the same thing.
This is totally unfair. I bet it was probably Allie Thompson's mom who called you.
I don't know, and it doesn't really matter.
Don't we have the right to face our accusers?
You do have that right, in a trial. But you don't want this to go that far, especially considering you've already told me you were breaking the law.
We didn't know it was a law.
I know, but ignorance of the law isn't an excuse, and neither is the fact that other people got away with it. Now, this doesn't have to escalate. You're not under arrest. I'm not even going to write this up as an official warning. As long as you two pack up and go home, we can be done here and nobody the worse for it.
But this isn't fair.
No, it isn't, but we'd better go. He's just doing his job.
But
it's okay. We'll find another way to save up. Sorry to bother you folks. We'll get going, officer.
This bites.
Come on, Beth. Wait.
Jackie?
Officer, there are laws against soliciting, but are there any laws against being solicited too?
None that I'm aware of.
Girls, how many boxes do you have there? You said they were $4 each?
Three.
Five it is. Carl!
I'm getting the checkbook!
You have been listening to Cookies, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Ginny was Rebecca Scheimer. Beth was Jill Wenzel. Carl was Ray Greenlee. Jackie was Brianna Kuby, and the officer was Rick Tennant. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. And now that we have proven that we can write a story about just about anything, a special announcement. If you are looking for a new book to read, please take yourself over to Amazon.com and type in X-Cape from the Past. That's E-X-C-A-P-E from the Past. You will find a brand new book written by yours truly, Daniel Wenzel. This is a labor of love that I've been ready to produce for some time, and especially now, I think we could all use something good in our to-be-read pile. So please, if you can, take a moment and head over there. The Kindle version is as inexpensive as Amazon will allow me to make it. I really hope everyone will take a look at it and give it a read. Thank you very much for your interest. Thank you very much for all of your time listening to us. And as always, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.